WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's clear and 70 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to be partly cloudy. It'll be warm, humid, and breezy here today as well with a high of 88. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. In the news, Des Moines police say a suspect in an early morning burglary has died after he was shot by officers. Police say the shooting happened at around 1:40 a.m. Thursday after officers were dispatched to a violent home invasion robbery in Des Moines. A caller told authorities that two men had displayed handguns and were threatening the home's occupants. Police say officers shot at least one suspect, who was taken to a local hospital and pronounced dead. The second suspect complied with officers' orders and was taken into custody unharmed. The victims of the home invasion were beaten during the robbery and treated for their injuries. They have since been released for medical care and are being interviewed by detectives. Des Moines detectives and state investigators have interviewed witnesses and the officers. News time is 8:01.
You're home most of the time just watching television, and you don't have any problems hearing the TV, so you don't need to have your hearing tested.
At family functions, everyone pretty much leaves you alone anyway, so you don't need a hearing evaluation.
At the doctor's office, your wife asks all the questions, and she'll help you get all the medications right once you get home. You don't need to hear everything the doctor says.
When everyone at coffee is laughing and having a good time telling jokes, it doesn't bother you. You just laugh along with them so they don't think you didn't get it. The fact that you missed the punchline is okay. You don't like dumb jokes anyway, and you definitely don't need to get your hearing evaluated.
During your last performance evaluation, you didn't get the raise you expected. Your boss says he's tired of repeating instructions, and if things don't improve, your job might be in jeopardy. Maybe it is time to get your hearing checked.
This is Doug Leonard, audiologist at ASI. If you're tired of missing out on quality time with your family, of missing the punchlines with your friends, and maybe even falling behind at work, there is hope. Take control of your life. Call today for a hearing evaluation. ASI, with offices in Atlantic, Audubon, Manning, and Carroll. Hear better, live better.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Forest Service says the tree cover in Iowa is declining for the first time in nearly 40 years. 2013 marks the first time since 1974 that Iowa lost more woodland acres than it has gained. Woodland space has dropped by roughly 40,000 acres in Iowa. Officials say the decline is likely because of increased agricultural and urban land usage. Iowa had an estimated 6.8 million wooded acres before being settled. Just 3% of the state is currently covered by woodlands. Larry Eisenhower, chief judge of the Iowa Court of Appeals, has announced his plans to retire. Eisenhower will retire effective on September 30th. The 66-year-old has spent 28 years as an Iowa judge and was named chief judge of the appeals court last year. Eisenhower, who is from Ankeny, was appointed to the Court of Appeals in 2001. The Kansas native served 2 years in the U.S. Army before graduating from Drake University Law School in 1974. He practiced law privately before serving as an associate juvenile judge between 1985 and 93, when he was elected as Polk County's district court judge. The governor will appoint a replacement from a list of three candidates submitted by the State Judicial Nominating Commission. The state of Iowa has gotten a $750,000 federal grant to experiment with programs that help juveniles who have been arrested avoid trouble with the law in the future. Michael Buslow is one of the governor's policy advisors.
Look at public safety and juvenile justice in a way that maybe makes it a little bit more local.
It may also involve more counseling for teenagers who've been arrested rather than more time at a detention center.
In a way that's evidence-based, looking at what other states have done and maybe modernize our criminal and juvenile justice planning through this grant, which will study the effectiveness of the techniques.
Iowa is one of just three states to receive the federal grants. The three-year project will target juvenile justice services in three judicial districts located in northeast and northwest Iowa. An Iowa doctor has agreed to stop treating a version of Lyme disease that many physicians suspect doesn't exist. Dr. Jeffrey Piccirillo of Grinnell will also pay a $10,000 fine as part of the settlement with the Iowa Board of Medicine. Piccirillo has gained attention for using powerful antibiotics to treat patients who believe they had chronic Lyme disease. Patients often attribute their aches and fatigue to the tick-borne bacterial infection, even though standard tests don't detect it in their bodies. The board said Piccirillo diagnosed and treated people for Lyme disease without proper evidence that they were infected and used treatments not recognized by national authorities. He was also accused of engaging in an improper sexual relationship with a female patient. The Better Business Bureau, serving Nebraska, South Dakota, and the Kansas Plains in southwest Iowa, says it's experiencing a significant increase in calls from consumers that are stating that someone had called them to inform them that a medical alert device, similar to Life Alert, had been purchased for them by a friend or family member. Residents are being told that there is no cost whatsoever for the recipient and it will be delivered at no charge. South Dakota residents appear to be experiencing the highest volume of the calls at this time. On Wednesday, the BBB had about 30 different senior citizens report that they've been contacted. Several stated that they were called 25 times in one day. These calls are pre-recorded robo-messages, and the person receiving the call is instructed to press 1 to accept or number 5 to decline. Many seniors told the BBB that they're even unsure of the company name. They described receiving calls from MedAlert or LifeAlert, although the actual message does not clearly identify any company's name, but simply states they're calling in regards to delivering the free medical alert system directly to the recipient's home. In many cases being reported across the country, seniors who have provided their bank account or credit card information to verify their identity have found that they were charged the monthly service fee of around $35, and then the system never arrived or they had trouble returning it and obtaining a refund. The companies appear to be using names that are similar to well-known marketers of medical alert devices in an effort to confuse consumers. LifeAlert, the California company made famous by its "I've fallen and can't give up, get up" advertising, is suing two businesses it says are using its name in the robocalls to gain new customers. The Better Business Bureau says if you did not originate the call, you should be extremely cautious about giving out any of your personal information over the phone, regardless of what they say it's for. The BBB cautions consumers to be on the lookout for slight name changes, as well as implied endorsements or affiliations with legitimate entities. If you receive those types of calls regarding a medical alert system, you can report them to the BBB at 800-649-6814 or their toll-free senior line at 1-877-637-3334 or to your state's Attorney General's office. State officials have created a new online contest to encourage Iowans to spend more time outdoors. Iowa Department of Natural Resources Director Chuck Gipp says it's called the Healthy and Happy Outdoors Program.
Getting people more involved with outdoor recreational activities has always been an essential goal of the Iowa Department of Natural Resources. Outdoor activity has proven advantages in improving physical and mental health.
Gibb says there are more than 30 different types of outdoor activities available in more than 1,600 state parks and public areas around the state, ranging from hiking and biking to bird watching and horse riding. Gipp and others in his agency are calling their Healthy and Happy Outdoors program H2O, the chemical compound known as water.
H2O allows people to sign up and keep track of their activities they do and the place they visit. Those who register and log activities will also be eligible for some prize drawings that will be donated from private sources.
People who log their activities on the state's Healthy and Happy Outdoors website between now and the Iowa State Fair will be entered in a drawing. One of the prizes is a six-hour how-to kayak course valued at $575. There's also a photo quilt competition on the website through July 22nd. One photographer from each of Iowa's 99 counties will win a subscription to the Iowa Outdoors magazine. For more information, you can go to the Iowa DNR's website at www.iowadnr.org/recreation/healthyoutdoors.aspx. There's a link to that under this same story at kjan.com. And a temporary offer of free nicotine patches and gum for Iowans who are trying to quit smoking is being extended. Radio Iowa's Pat Curtis reports.
The Iowa Department of Public Health had planned to offer the free nicotine replacement therapy only during the month of June.
Within the first week of offering the nicotine replacement therapy, we had three times the average calls we normally do.
Tobacco Use Prevention and Control Division Director Megan O'Brien says the response was so strong that the free patches and gum will be made available for at least the next year through June 2014. She credits an increase in the budget for the Quitline Iowa service approved by lawmakers and the governor. O'Brien notes that July marks the five-year anniversary of Iowa's Smoke-Free Air Act. She says the ban on smoking in bars, restaurants, and other establishments was initially met with some shock and protests, but now
the culture has been completely transformed to be a culture where we don't expect to encounter smoking when we're in public places.
And that, O'Brien says, has improved the overall health of Iowans. I'm Pat Curtis.
Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, today's unemployment numbers are raising hopes for a stronger economy in the second half of the year. U.S. employers added 195,000 jobs last month, and hiring turns out to have been more robust than in the two previous months than had been estimated. But the unemployment rate stays at 7.6% because more people started looking for work. The mother of 17-year-old Trevon Martin is on the witness stand at the trial of the neighborhood watch volunteer who was charged with murder in the fatal shooting of her son. Sabrina Fulton was called by prosecutors to testify this morning. It's likely she'll be asked about a 911 call by a prosecutor that captures a struggle between Martin and George Zimmerman. Martin's parents say the screams for help that were heard are those of their son, while Zimmerman's family claims Zimmerman is yelling on the calls. Authorities in Simi Valley, California, say a fireworks accident that injured more than two dozen people may have happened when a wood platform holding the live fireworks tipped over, sending pyrotechnics into a crowd. Up to 10,000 attended last night's July 4th celebration at a park. Four of the 20 people hospitalized are in serious condition. Others injured were treated at the scene. Authorities say a suicide bomber sneaked into a police dining hall in central Afghanistan today and blew himself up, killing 12 other people. A local official says investigators are trying to determine how the bomber passed three checkpoints. In a separate attack, two people were killed in a suicide attack in the southern province of Kandahar. And the political party of ousted Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi is calling for a wave of protest today following the arrest of Morsi, the head of the Muslim Brotherhood, and other top party leaders. And there are fears of more violence today following an assault by Islamic militants on an airport in the lawless Sinai Peninsula. Egypt has indefinitely closed its nearby border crossing into the Gaza Strip. News time is 8:11.
Listen carefully and think what your life would be like if you were constantly faced with
embarrassment, fatigue, irritability, tension and stress, anger, avoidance of social activities,
depression, negativism, danger to personal safety, reduced general health, loneliness,
social isolation. Impaired memory, less adaptability to learning new tasks, paranoia, reduced coping skills, and reduced overall psychological health.
So what is it? Heart disease, cancer, or some other serious illness? For many of these diseases, the prognosis may be terminal, but the symptoms you just heard are actually linked to hearing loss. And for that, there is hope, whether the loss is mild or profound. This is Doug Leonard, audiologist with ASI. Hearing loss doesn't have to be a source of embarrassment or depression or any of the other symptoms you just heard. You can avoid many, if not all of them, by treating your hearing loss with hearing aids. Today's hearing aids offer technology that has given back what so many patients thought they'd lost for good. And it starts with an evaluation. Call today, ASI, with offices in Atlantic, Audubon, Manning, and Carroll. Hear better, live better.
In the funeral announcements, Norma McMahon, age 85, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Cass County Memorial Hospital. Visitation for Norma McMahon will be held tomorrow from 9 until 11 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Edwin Nissen, age 92, of Avoca, died Monday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Edwin Nissen will be Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Minden United Church of Christ. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Maxine Schumann, age 95, of Atlantic, died Sunday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Maxine Schumann will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Gary Lee Miller, age 66, of Guthrie Center, died Tuesday at his home. Funeral services for Gary Miller will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has the arrangements. Lily Margaret Woods, age 90, formerly of Elliott, died Wednesday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community in Harlan. Funeral services for Lily Woods will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Elliott United Methodist Church. The Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Helen Rose Pesci, age 98, of Harlan, died June 26th at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. A massive Christian burial service for Helen Pesci will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Eugene John Cybernoller, age 79, of Erling, died Tuesday at his home. A massive Christian burial service for Eugene Cybernoller will be held Saturday at 1:30 at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Joel Kirchhoff, age 53, of Glenwood and formerly of Manning, died Sunday at the Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Services for Joel Kirchhoff will be on Monday at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Kathy Paulson, age 59, of Exira, died Tuesday at the Audubon County Hospital. A private family celebration of life memorial service will be held for Kathy Paulson at a later date. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira is assisting the family with arrangements. Eugene Keenan, age 80, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Heritage House. Services for Eugene Keenan are pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. Terry Hepler, age 74, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at CCMH. Funeral services for Terry Hepler are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. And Kenny Mitchell, age 61 of Wyota, died Wednesday. Services for Kenny Mitchell are pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. The news and funeral announcements were brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Henson reporting.